I am so unbelievably overjoyed. I've been waiting years to get them in my clutches because they are so busy. They're always out there touring like crazy, and they've got their own little solo things going on. Amy Ray has her own record label with a ton of artists on there who are really great, and you want to check that out as well. If you go to indigogirls.com, it's going to get you to all the right places, to Damon Records, and you'll be able to see Amy's solo output. And I keep hearing this over the years that Emily is going to do a solo CD. Is this ever going to happen?
It is going to happen. It just takes me a little longer to do
Okay.
things.
Because I keep reading about, like, for like 5 years now, I'm like, oh, I've got those songs. And I'm like, okay, well,
Yeah.
let's hear it. Because.
We've had some time off while Amy's been out on the road touring behind on prom, and I've been working on some solo songs and just thinking about the direction I want to take. So it is going to happen.
So have some patience. It'll be there.
Yep.
You guys are still, young and spry. You got a lot of years of singing left in you, and that's one of the things I love about musicians like you that are singer-songwriters, is that you can continue to grow and explore all the various parts of your personalities and, move on and do other things. And that's one of the great parts about having all the stuff to pick from for us as people who are behind the microphones and the radio is like, wow, it's like kid in a candy store. It's like Amy Ray's cool stuff over here that's so different and unique. Prom is this very queer, very rockin', kind of concept album thing, and then it's so, different from the Indigo Girls. And I love that. I love that you guys have felt safe and free enough to allow us, the fans, to hear all that and embrace that. So thanks.
Cool.
Because I know it's always a risk. That you never not quite know when you put something out there and it's different from what people are used to. I mean, people who are the average sort of Joe on the street will probably think Galileo, closer to fine. Galileo, closer to fine.
Because they haven't listened to our recent records.
Yeah.
So it's
So that's what they think
like,
the
we've
Indigo
made a lot
Girls
of
are.
records since then.
Yeah, you've made lots of records then.
But it doesn't work to put the same old thing out anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put the same old thing out, they're going to criticize you. If you put something new, they're going to criticize you. So just put it out. Don't worry about it. Because it's, with as far as we're concerned, we always get a lot of negative stuff our way. So we're just kind of like, we just got to put it out there. You don't know. Our fans are always great, though.
Well, I can tell you from the fan and radio side here, I love it.
Thanks.
I love all the variety and the cool stuff. Like on your last CD, All That We Let In, we heard little glimpses of different styles of music in there, some ska, and I was like, wow, this is great. I love all that stuff. And Go from Come On Now Social, it's just a great sort of like, fist pumping in the air kind of song. I love that. And I think that was one of the ones that you had a hidden song. Emily had a hidden song on Come On Now Social that was really
Right.
pretty, and
Philosophy of Loss.
yeah, I
Yeah.
like that one a lot.
Thank you.
When you discover something, it's like, ooh, I found it. All the little hidden things like that. And one of the things you have coming up that I wanted to ask you about is you're going to be performing at the 30th anniversary of the Michigan Women's Music Festival, which you've performed before, I know, in looking back through your history. And I can't go. I've heard all about it. I'm a boy, so can't go. And I totally get, the women-only space, and I totally support that. How, I mean, are you like totally jazzed to be at the, to me, it's just going to be a huge party. I can't even imagine 30 years of this incredible festival that has sort of incubated and given birth to so many awesome young female musicians.
Yeah, it's a total honor. I mean, I go anyway, so whether I'm playing or not, because it's so great to be there. It's such a great space, and they've really remained, I believe, innovative. There's sort of a controversial issue there with the transgenders issue, and it's gone on for quite a while, and it's been sort of divisive, so that's been kind of hard. But I just wanted to say, because I did a series of interviews last time I went, and I just put them up on the Indigo Girls website, and it's interviews from both sides of the issues about whether or not to allow male to female transgender people on the land, and because there's a women born women only policy there. And so I did interviews around that because I wanted to hear a dialogue on both sides, because it's gotten very reactionary at times and hard to tell where people are coming from. And I feel pretty compelled by both sides of the argument. I sort of slant one way, but but I just put those up. So I, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people did a lot of work transcribing them for me. So, you know, they're long, but it's, I think if you're interested in that issue and you're interested in the history of Michigan, because there's also an interview about the history of Michigan Women's Fest that Lisa Vogel and I did. And it's great because it's pretty profound, the history of that festival and what they've accomplished. And it's just, it's amazing for women to have that space. So we're very supportive of it.
Well, and I am totally encouraging anybody who has the time and has the money, this is going to be the blowout year. It's just going to be something that you are going to remember for the rest of your life. I know every festival that I have ever gone to in any way, shape, or form is always memorable. But something like this that's a real anniversary that's just, and I know all the women involved with Michigan are going to be honoring the, you know, the long history of the festival this year, and so I'm so jealous.
And it's the Butchies.
That I'm not going to be there.
It's going to be on the Butchies' last performance. Is going to be at Michigan this year.
There you go. That's another another reason to go. They put on, they're another one that every time I've seen them live, I'm just so blown away how much energy they bring to the stage. That's real and authentic and in the moment, right there. And it's not, you know, it's not like, okay, God, we're playing another show. You know, that they're really having a great time, and it's so infectious with the audience. And I am always just, you know, enthralled when musicians can bring that kind of energy to the stage every single time that I see them. And because I see, you know, you see them randomly as a listener and as a person in the audience. And so we don't know, you know, oftentimes in the back of our head is, oh, yeah, that's right. They just got off a 15-night stand. Aren't they exhausted?
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're in our head. It's like, no, they're only here tonight for me performing. And so when I think about it later, I'm always like, oh, my God, that's right. They've been on tour, and wow, they just really tore the stage down. So, and you guys are right there every time. I'm just floored that you can bring it to the table and do that. So I just thanks for, you know, being there and allowing us to participate in that special moment that is live music. Because to me, the recordings are great. It's always wonderful to play that. But if you're not going out and supporting live music, if you're not going out to the shows and little coffee houses and, you know, really just exploring new music, then you're missing out,
yeah,
you know, on what music is really all about. Because that's what it's about, that moment. I mean, I grew up singing in a choir in church and moved on to choruses. And so I know from the performance side how awesome it is, you know, just to be up there and to feel the, you know, you feel the energy, it really, and the volume, and you really do feel, you know, the music. And if all these kids out there are, you know, surfing the internet and downloading tunes, and they're not getting out to actually see some people do that live, it's just such a shame. So I really encourage you, again, and I'm always doing this, if you're one of our listeners out there, you're like, oh, the Indigo Girls, they're some old lesbian has-been act from a long time ago. I am here to tell you that
is, we are.
That's so not true. It's so not true. Well, we're like a throwaway society. It's like,
yeah,
you know, 5 minutes later, oh, who's next? You know, who's next?
Yeah, but don't undersell the kids, because those are the ones that are going to the shows. You know, it's the people that get into their 30s and 40s who, you know us. We have, oh, we have too much to do, or we want to watch TV, or there's some 6 feet unders on, so we got to see that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's when complacency really hits, you know. So it's like, I think the youth,
have it.
Yeah.
Our charge is to everybody to get out there and see some live music. And we're going to hear another song from the Indigo Girls here from their last studio recording, All That We Let In, which was really great. And we played the hell out of it here on Sirius OutQ. And they're playing one of the songs that we picked out of the lineup. This is Dairy Queen.